Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Chav Zayin, Baba Metzia 27a, pagination is 53. Our Mishnah is based on a posuk in Parashas Kisetze, that's Chumash Devarim, Perek Chav Beis, posuk Gimel, where the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is described. The posuk says, V'chein ta'asa lachamoro, so you should do to a person's donkey. If you find it wandering, you should not make yourself oblivious from it, but rather you should collect it and return it to him. V'chein ta'asa l'sim laso, and so you should do to his garment. V'chein ta'asa l'chol avedas ochicha, and so you should do to any lost object of your fellow. Asher tovad mimenu umatzasa, it will be lost from him, and you will find it. Lo sucha lehisalem, you're not allowed to ignore it. So our Mishnah focuses on the example of garment and wonders why garment is singled out if the pasuk was anyway going to describe kol avedas ochicha, all the lost objects of your fellow. And the Mishnah describes, af hasimla hoysa bichlal, about 8 lines down, the garment was also included in the statement to all lost objects of your fellow. V'lama yatsis, why did it get identified on its own? Lahaki sheleha, to allow you to compare to it and understand what kind of items are going to be included in the requirement of Hashavas Aveda to return lost objects. Lo maloch, to tell you. Mas simla miyuchedes, just like a garment is unique, sheyesh bas simanim, it has ways to identify it. There's a uniqueness to the garment. Remember, garments in their time were handmade. They were not identical. V'yesh la tovim, and it has someone who can claim it. Rashi points out, a garment doesn't make itself. It was made by someone, so somebody owns it. Af kol dovar sheyesh bo simanim v'yesh lo tovim chayev lahachriz. Similarly, anything that has identifying marks so that the person can claim it, and it has someone to claim it, you would have to announce it, and of course, return it if the person meets the requirements of identifying it. The Gemara points out that we could well have understood the laws of Hashavas Aveda that the person who lost the object has to bring witnesses to prove that it's his. The concept of simonim, to identify it through markings, is a unique concept that needs to be explored. Where does that come from? Is that biblical or is that rabbinic? Our Mishnah seems to sound like it's biblical because the Mishnah learns the pasuk, anything that has signs and someone to claim it. Sounds like we're understanding that that's the purpose of simlaso, garment, in the pasuk, to let you know, as the Mishnah says, simanim is one of the things that's learned from it. The flip side might be that simla only teaches us someone claims it, and simanim is rabbinic. We can well understand that there's good reason for us to allow simanim, identifying marks, as a way to retrieve the object. Presumably, people who lost things would be very happy that an identifying mark can be used to retrieve it, because otherwise many, many, many lost objects would never be able to retrieve. Go bring witnesses who can recognize the item. It's hard to do that. People would be willing for such a legislation to go into force, and perhaps it is indeed rabbinic. Let's skip to the bottom line of the page. Iboiluhu, the following question was posed. Simonim de oraisa odirabonon. Are identifying marks by Hashavas Aveda considered biblical or rabbinic? My nafkamina, what's the difference? La dure get isha besimonim. To return a get, a bill of divorce, to a woman through simonim, to be definitive that this get is indeed hers and she could produce it to say she was divorced. For us to identify a get that was lost and say, yes, this is the same get. Nowadays, we don't leave the get by the woman. Instead, we give her a document from Beis Din that everything was done properly. But bottom line, can a get be relied on because of simonim or not? Iamrit de oraisa, if you say that the concept of simonim is biblical, mahadrinon, so you would return it and consider it the correct get going to her. V'iamrit de rabbonon, but if you say it's only rabbinic, ki avid rabbonon takanta, when the rabbis made a legislation, b'mamona, they did it by money. As we explained, everybody would agree to such a thing, and Beis Din steps in, and Hefker Beis Din Hefker. Otherwise, so many items would not be able to be retrieved. Aval b'isura lo avid rabbanan takanta. But by a prohibition, like a married woman, they're not going to step in and say that simonim is sufficient to be sure that the lost object goes to her. They wouldn't step in and do that if it wasn't biblical. Toshima. So we have an obvious proof that we're going to attempt. Our Mishnah said, Afasimla haisa bechlau, the garment was included in kol aveda sochicha. V'lama yotzis. So why did you identify it individually? And the wording of the Mishnah, which is what we're focused on, is meticulous, lahaki sheila, to compare to the garment, velo maloch, to tell you, masimla miyuchedes yesh la simanim v'yesh la tovin, chayiv lahachriz, just like the garment has identifying marks and has someone to claim it, and therefore you have to announce it. Af kol dovar sheyesh lo simanim v'yesh lo tovin, chayiv lahachriz, so anything that has signs and someone to claim it, you would have to announce it. It seems clear from the Mishnah that they understood the teaching of Simla in the Pasuk to teach you this concept of Simonim. It's not really a proof from the Pasuk itself. It's a proof from the Mishnah that understood the Pasuk like that. And if that's the way the Mishnah understood the Pasuk, then that's biblical. And the Gemara answers, Tana Tovim Itzterichale. You can't prove it, because it could be that the Tana really only learnt someone who's claiming it, is the case of Hashavas Aveda, and Simonim, the identifying marks, are Kedei Nasva, were thrown in by the way. Rashi says, Asmechinhu Akra. The identifying marks are rabbinic, perhaps. But once we were explaining that Simla teaches you there's someone to claim it, and we do have a rabbinic law that Simonim works, so the Tana told you the bottom line halacha and phrased it all as one unit, even though in truth one concept is biblical and the other one is rabbinic. And the Gemara says that it could deflect this proof regarding the Mishnah and say that the Tana presented it in that way, but it doesn't really mean that it is biblical. Interestingly, in Evan Ezer, Simon Kuf Lamed Beis, the Mechaber does indeed write that if Yeshlo Simon Muvhak, if there is a very definitive type of Simon, then indeed it can be relied on to identify the get. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.